around the world, and right here in our own backyard. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show covers the great game of golf from tee to green. Now, join us on the first tee with your hosts, Greg Ellis and Jim Hill.
Pinball Wizard.
That's pretty good there, yes. That's correct.
That is correct.
Who? Who? What? Where? When?
As there is, though, there is a theme to tie these songs together.
Arcade games.
Kind of.
All right, done?
Yeah.
Good morning and welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Ellis. He is Jim Hill.
Yes, he is. Good morning, Greg, CQ, Trev, and all our listeners. Thank you for listening so we can do what we like to do, and that's hopefully learn you a couple things and maybe bring a smile to your face.
Absolutely, and boy, oh boy, are we going to jump right into it today because we have so much golf to talk about. We've got a very special guest coming up in the second hour that you're going to want to hear from, local celebrity.
You see him every night on TV.
Yep, absolutely. You're going to get to hear from him. But last week we heard from Michael Brennan.
Yes, we did.
Finally got it across the finish line for the second time at the Wyndham Championship. His first time there, but his second time winning on the PGA Tour.
He won in Utah, right?
Yeah, exactly. Summer, yeah. And here's what Michael had to say about his win.
I am glad to keep playing because I feel like I'm playing good golf right now. I've been playing good for a couple weeks, and it's just great to get another opportunity playing against some of the best players in the world. And I didn't want to go home and sit on my couch when I'm playing good golf.
Take us through just the ebb and flow of the whole day.
And Bo made a great birdie great par save on one, good par save on two, good birdie on three, and I, you know, was a little behind the eight ball through a couple holes, and I tried today just to say, hey, you know what, no matter what happens, I'm going to stick to my process and stick to my plan. Ollie did a good job of reminding me of that and keeping me in the moment.
Well, he came into the week at 105th on the FedEx Cup.
Oh, didn't know that. Okay.
Came out 47th. This week, he's not playing so great. He started 47, and he's projected 52. But they've got 36 holes to go, and there's a long way in this one. But I know we're talking about last week's golf. But, you know, I Michael Brennan is he's everything you want in a golfer.
Okay.
I mean, he's got great action. He's a fairly large individual. He's strong. And golly, he hits it good.
Yeah, these guys are so pure. You look at each week, you watch them hit the golf ball, and you say, how do these guys not win every week?
Right, exactly.
But there's also 156 others that are
just like him. Yeah. Well, he's 24 out of Wake Forest. For those of you who don't know who he is, he's got two wins. He's made $3.9 million on the PGA Tour as a 24-year-old. Wow. But I thought the greatest thing I've seen in a long time was when his mom comes up to him on the 18th green and doesn't congratulate him on the win. She says, "You're going to the Masters."
Yeah, that was perfect. That was absolutely perfect to be able to see that. And right now he's sitting number five, so he's locked into the President's Cup. He's number five on that list. So,
wow, didn't know that.
Second year in a row for a Wake Forest boy. Cam Young won it the year before. So, good victory for Wake Forest again.
And they were at Sedgefield in Greensboro, North Carolina.
So it was almost like a home game for those guys.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Well, the Champ Tour was off last week after traveling overseas to play in their British Open and then play at Portugal. Corn Ferry Tour played last week. The Pinnacle Bank, where Frankie Harris holds off Alistair Docherty and wins in a playoff. The Corn Ferry Tour wrapped up their season last week, their individual season. John Rahm, for the third year in a row, wins the individual title.
You mean LIV Golf?
What did I say? I
said Corn Ferry.
Oh, yeah. Well, LIV. Yeah. Lexi. Sorry. I just can't remember them.
Yeah, it's a tough get.
But anyway, John Rahm wins the season-ending title for the third year in a row. Joaquin Niemann wins for the ninth time.
Yeah, can you believe that?
On Live Golf, which is remarkable because he's been just so silent.
In the majors.
He's got so much talent that I look forward to him in about a year and a half being back on the PGA Tour because he will tear it up. But anyway, here's what Joaquin had to say after his victory in New York.
The way he came out, I felt like it was a lot of fun playing out there with Harold and Lee. You know, it's a pretty tough, pretty demanding golf course where you got to hit your tee shots, you got to be on the fairway, and then you got to control your spin pretty good of the second shot. So, I felt like I didn't have the best start. I didn't feel that comfortable, but as how the day came out, during the day I started playing better and better, feeling more comfortable and feeling more committed, start committing to my lines, ball start going whatever I was aiming. That's a great feeling to have, especially coming down the stretch.
I imagine. Nice to be able to hit the ball where you want it to go.
Yeah, and control your golf ball really does. It helps a lot. But, you know, it's interesting because Liv gets, you know, it doesn't get talked about favorably, and we all get why, and I'm not going to go into that right now. But I don't care what golf course you're playing. You still got to play good.
Absolutely.
And you still got to get it in the hole. And, you know, Joaquin Niemann is a world-class player. Don't forget that. Had a nice run on the PGA Tour, and I think we're going to see him back sooner than later.
I have to agree with you, although there have been some rumblings that if this investment goes through, he's staying put.
Well, yeah.
I mean, he's going to be able to have his cake and eat it too, because he's going to be playing so well, he'll have enough world golf rankings that he'll be able to play in all the major championships, probably the PGA Championship.
There's a big lot of rumors going on about Liv, and one of those rumors is that John Rahm has not received all of his money. Big surprise, right?
Right.
And that he
thing I said from the first week.
Right. He's going to be packing his bags and going home, I guess. So.
I'm taking my ball and going home.
Yep.
Well, Lee Westwood finished second, and here's what Lee Westwood said after finishing to the young kid.
And kind of hanging tough.
Crosby, I'm not really for me now, you know, I'm just pleased to be in good enough shape and, you know, my game still be at an elite level where I can compete with these guys that are, you know, some of the best in the world. You know, Wacko is one of the best players in the world in my eyes, and, you know, you've got John Rahm and Bryson and Tyrrell, you know, they're not even in contention this week. So, you know, at 53 years of age, I think it's quite an achievement to still be mixing it with the youngsters.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was 53.
I know. He's been out there forever.
I thought he was 48 or something.
No. Exactly. Man. That's crazy. He's been out there forever.
The senior tour.
Now, notice the three guys he mentioned?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Bryson, John Rahm, and
Tyrrell.
Tyrrell Hatton, in case you don't know who Tyrrell is. But anyway, very interesting is what star power do they have? But... It was in writing when Liv started, and you saw the likes of Lee Westwood, past his prime, Ian Poulter, past his prime, Sergio Garcia.
Graham McDowell.
Graham McDowell.
Dustin
all these
Johnson,
guys. Yeah,
Mark
all
Kennedy.
These guys were on the back end. They were on the back nine of golf.
Yep.
Made a smart business move for them if they got all their money.
Well, even if they got half their money.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I think that, you know, the Champions Tour is going to be a profiteer on this deal.
Big recipient, you're right.
Yeah, because they're going to get
Poulter and Westwood
it'll do good to pump their tires a little bit. But Mark Leishman's getting close. But Charles Schwartzel's getting close to that.
I forgot Mark Leishman was playing golf.
Yeah, I know.
Not to be a wise guy, but yeah.
No, I know.
Well, that gives you a wrap of what went on last week in the world of golf. And we've got some golf going on this week. The playoffs have begun.
Playoffs?
Yeah, who's talking about playoffs?
Pretty good.
But anyway, they are at the FedEx St. Jude Championship, which this could be the final year of the FedEx Cup. It could be the final year for St. Jude. They're talking about the PGA Tour snubbed them, but you never know. I mean, right. you look at the way that they're trickling out the schedule and the towns that they've already selected where they're going to play. There's nothing that says that they're not going to go back to
right in some way,
FedEx or St. Jude, but I think the FedEx contract is up this year.
Right.
So that's probably really okay. The FedEx Cup, all that money that they're pouring in, is going to be going away. Huh. And I think the PGA Tour is going to be looking for somebody to step up and take over that position.
Well, everything's a negotiation. Don't forget that, yeah. Right? So FedEx, what they're playing, the PGA Tour is playing the FedEx Cup playoffs right now. And they're taking Memphis away. Memphis is going to go away, supposedly. But it's still they're still negotiating. I just think it's really interesting that Rolap, with the change of schedule or the adjustments to the schedule, the money that the sponsors have to come up with is absolutely unbelievable if you want to be one of those tier. Now, I think they're going to have a little bit of a more difficult time selling the sponsorship for the Challenger Series.
Right.
Just because it's not going to have the same cachet. But, if you want to play, you got to pay on this one.
You guys know, cheap. The golf demographic is a very desired demographic.
Right.
People that watch golf, quote-unquote, have money, are of age to spend money. And obviously, as we know, the past couple of years, stunningly, the PGA Tour ratings are skyrocketing.
Yep. Well, it's not that long ago that you could come to the PGA Tour with a bag full of money, and they would say, sorry, we don't have a spot for you.
Yeah. And it's right now for those championship series, it is about 30 to 35 million that they've got to come up with. And
From like 15 to 20 million.
Exactly. Almost doubled right there.
All right, when we get back, we are going to talk about what's going on this week in the world of golf. There is plenty to talk about right here on Arizona's number one golf show. We've been bringing it to you for over 35 years. Every Saturday morning, we bring it to you from 7 to 9 on the Arizona Sports app, arizonasports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Streaming audio, podcasts, video highlights. The Arizona Sports app has all this and more from the local sports leader and D-backs play-by-play.
Marte grounds it to first, and it's under the glove of Sheets. That's in the right field.
Download the Arizona Sports app. Presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, I got some cool news for you from the Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia this week. You can get your junior golfer ready to learn, improve, and have fun on the course with their junior golf clinics going on August 22nd, so next Saturday through October 3rd, and it's open to all juniors 6 to 16 years old. The clinics are from 9 to 10 in the morning, $35 a class. So you don't have to sign up for a whole series. You can sign up one at a time. It's a great way to get your young golfers some experience at different levels on the golf course and on the practice tee. So for more information, give them a call at 623-328-5103. The Trilogy Golf Club of Estancia, the best in the West.
Hey, Ron Wolfley here with the owner-operator of Moving Team 6, Tim Lee. You just expanded to Mesa. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we're excited about it because we've been doing jobs. Obviously, we cover the whole United States. But to have a location down there, it makes it so much easier for us to react. So that we get a lot of calls like, hey, I need my move today or tomorrow. So now we have, 11,000 square feet of storage for Arizona new customers. You know, a lot of people that are doing remodels, a quick move in and out. It helps a lot. And so we're excited about that opportunity. And it's right next to the Gateway Mesa Airport.
You're really big into hiring U.S. servicemen. And tell us a little bit about why that is important to you.
We love our veterans, and we love the people that served our country. And they want to join this operation because we're real military-minded. Get in and get out and do the job right.
If you are getting ready to move, you need to go to movingteam6.com. That's movingteam6.com.
Your move is our mission.
It's summer's last hurrah. Bunker to Bunker's last two-person scramble event of the summer is on Saturday, August 22nd at the Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear. Come celebrate with a fantastic day of breakfast, golf, and big raffle and prizes, all for just $100. There's even a free coupon for a second round of golf, with proceeds benefiting the Junior National Foundation, changing the lives of youth through the game of golf. Open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at BunkerGolf.com.
Arizona, when it's time for a new ride, there's only one name you need to know. Tim Hovis, Santan Ford. Big trucks, bold SUVs, hybrids, electric, all in stock, all ready to roll. At Tim Hovis, Santan Ford, you're not guessing on price. You're getting competitive deals, a massive selection, and a team that actually makes it easy. Upgrade the family ride or step into a truck that gets real work done. Either way, you're doing it with Tim Hovis. At Tim Hovis, Santan Ford, Val Vista and the 202 in Gilbert, or shop anytime at SantanFord.com. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
What's the perfect time to get your car or truck into the shop? Right now. Matt Allen, host of Bumper to Bumper Radio. Whether it's the valley's extreme heat or the occasional cold morning, it's best to be prepared and not get stuck. Now, here's the easy part. Just go to BumperToBumperRadio.com to find one of our endorsed shops near you, where we can take care of all your automotive repair needs. And be sure to listen to Bumper to Bumper Radio. We're live every Saturday morning at 11, right here on 92.3 KTAR News Radio.
Guitar openings.
Greg got it. That's the acoustic guitar openings, but yes. You guys know who this is. This is probably before Jim's time. But
no, I remember this.
1973 off the album Fragile. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Yes.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, you are correct.
Come on. Crank it. There we go.
Turn it down.
I don't know why.
Ask your board up.
What's up? What are you doing?
Hey, I thought you wanted to hear the tunes.
I did. I wanted to hear it. Like that. Like that. All right. We're back, and we are talking about this week in the world of golf. Like I said, the first of the three playoff events for the PGA Tour are going on right now. They're going on down at the TPC Southwind in Memphis, Tennessee, at the TPC Southwind, where Scottie Scheffler, what's new, goes out and quietly shoots a little two-under par 68 in round number one. And then comes out yesterday and just rips them off with a little 9-under par 61 to take a three-shot lead going into today over Sungjae Im and Victor Hovland.
Oh, and by the way, Greg?
Yes.
That 61 included two bogeys.
Yeah, I know.
A bogey on a par three and a bogey on a par four. So a four and a five. So if he just is even there, guess what?
Yeah.
59.
Yeah. But 59 is no big deal. 58
is the number.
58 is the number. 59
is still a big deal. 61 is a big deal.
Yeah, ask Al Geiberger.
61 is a big deal. Well, anyway, Ludvig Åberg is sitting at 7-under par. Nico Echeverria, Tommy Fleetwood, Jordan Spieth, and Brian Harman all sitting at 6-under par. You know, I was thinking about this as I was watching the golf yesterday. Adam Scott. Has he had an injury ever?
No.
I mean, it's amazing. All these guys have gone through injuries.
Yeah.
They used to compare Adam Scott's swing to Tiger's swing because they were very similar at the time.
Yes.
And I guess if Adam Scott would have gone through the 25 swing changes Tiger made, maybe Adam Scott would have won more. I don't know.
But the velocity is not the same.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But solid golf swing that it is. But here's what Adam Scott had to say about playing in the heat of Memphis.
More than anything, I mean, other than the normal challenges of playing a good golf course, it's the mental errors, you know, just from exhaustion or fatigue or whatever the heat brings to you. It's easy just to slip up and zone out for a moment, and that can be costly around a track like this.
You know, they really give, and it's due, they really give TPC Southwind a bunch of respect,
right,
as far as the difficulty of the golf course.
Well, it was one of the first TPCs, not the first, but one of, it was early on.
Yep.
Yes. And it's just always been a good golf
course. Yeah, it's a great layout.
It's a really good layout. And, you know, they get the greens fast, they let the rough come up a little bit, and the humid conditions, that's prime grass grow weather for Bermuda.
Yeah. And they've got zoysia on the fairways.
Right.
Which zoysia would be like setting it up on this countertop right here. That's how nice the lie. Never get a bad lie on a zoysia grass fairway. And there's a little bit of cushion underneath it. So you can get the club under the ball and be able to get some spin on that golf ball.
We had zoysia at TPC at Piper Glen. It's just a great service.
But I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Zoysia fairways. We kept the fairways green throughout the year, but we let the roughs go dormant.
Right.
It was really good, a neat look.
We had zoysia up at TPC Avenue.
It's a great surface to play.
Oh, man, it's unbelievable. Anyway, this 70, well, it was 70 players, and then you had Robert McIntyre withdraw, and you had somebody else. I can't remember who it was.
Sam Burns?
Maybe.
Was it Burns? Yeah, I think it was Burns.
Dropped out.
They didn't decide not to play.
Right. So there's only 68 players in the field. So only of the 68 players, 50 of them.
No, it's not Sam Burns.
50 of them are moving on.
Do those guys get in next week or no?
No.
If they're
in the top 50.
Top 50, okay.
Yeah, if they're in the top 50.
The guy that didn't play, I can't remember who it is, but he is in the top 50, so he didn't have to worry about it.
Gotcha.
Interesting, they'd pass up money.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the top 50 will move on, and right now there are 1, 2, 3, 4 guys tied for the lead right now, or tied for the 50th position. But as of right now, there have only been, let's see if there's been anybody. There's been nobody that's moved up into the top 50 in FedEx Cup, where last week there was only one player that moved up, and that was Michael Brennan.
Michael Brennan.
He was out, and he was in.
The win, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maverick McNealy started the week at 50, but he's gone 68-70, so now he's at 54. So he's on the outside looking in. But a long way to go, and we got two rounds, a lot of stuff to happen.
Oh, my
gosh, I really do kind of like it on Sunday when you're seeing who's where and their
projected.
The projected finishes.
They are playing on.
Hey, real quick, stay with me on this one. Rory McIlroy.
Yeah.
He decided to go ahead and play. Now, this is unusual because usually he's so high up in the standings he doesn't play the first event.
Doesn't need to, yeah.
Right.
But he's got that 14 or 15 tournament requirement he's trying to satisfy, I think.
He's not going to. This is his 14th event.
Right.
13th event.
But, you know, they're going to make they've already announced they're going to make a special dispensation.
Oh, yeah. Or I should say this is his 12th event because he'll play in these last two and that'll get him to 14. Yeah, we're going to get into that. Don't worry. In rapid fire.
Look out.
Yeah. Interestingly, as you look at this and the top 50 move on, it's going to be interesting to see how many guys can jump into that top 30 for the Tour Championship that'll go on the following week after next week at the BMW. Going to be very interesting, but Rory's kind of spitting the bit. I mean, you know, the bettors were all betting Scottie Scheffler and Rory McIlroy.
Right.
And Rory McIlroy, he basically played in this. I think he got smart and realized that if he'd have taken this week off, it would have been 3 weeks in a row.
Right.
And he didn't want to take that many weeks off in a row, and so that's why he played this week rather than taking it off, because he wants to get ready for the Tour Championship. So he plays this week, next week, and then he's into the Tour Championship.
Well, 13 or 14 looks a lot better than as they're approaching 50. I played in 14 events. Come on, give me something.
Yeah.
But if he only played in 13, it'd be a little different.
Yeah, don't worry. We're going to get into that. on the Corn Ferry Tour right now, Thomas Rosenmuller and Jackson Buchanan, two great golf names.
Yes.
You know, you got some good golf names. It's not like John Smith and Tom
Jackson
Jones.
Buchanan.
Yeah, you've got some. And Ross Steelman, who finished just outside the lead last week, is back up there in the hunt at 13 under par. These guys are also right now playing for their livelihoods out there on the PGA Corn Ferry Tour. Ross Steelman is sitting in, if he finishes
in a tie for third. He'll be projected into the first position in the Korn Ferry Tour standings. They are playing on the LPGA Tour, where where did it go? Where'd my LPGA Tour go? You've got, there we go. You've got, I'm going to just say it like this, Ari Ubel. I'm shortening her name here.
Sure.
Ari, yeah. Ari Ubel.
Last name Ubel.
Yeah. Ubel is in the lead. She's sitting there at 12 under par with Paragay. Ananarukam is sitting there at 11 under par with Sophie Schubert. We haven't heard Sophie's name in quite a while up there. Along with Hee Jin Choi, they're all 11 under par. Then Rose Zhang, she's finally out of school to where she can focus on golf. Sitting there at 9 under par, along with Erica Hara. So that gives you a little update there. But Grace Kim, a friend of ours from playing with him in the Pro-Am, here's what she had to talk about her strategy in at the standard tournament.
You know, a lot of us out here are pretty straight, fairways and greens, but in terms of holding all those putts, knowing that the greens roll quite true and not as bumpy, it's really nice to just put a stroke on it and see where it would normally go. So, yeah, making sure you hold all those putts, and I think what I had today was, really nice.
Cut came at 3 under.
Yeah, it seemed pretty low to me.
Yeah, I agree.
Couldn't believe some of the names that missed the cut. Well, Nellie's not even there. Lexi Thompson, soon to be a mother or a mother-to-be, missed the cut, unfortunately. I think she was like one over par or something. Or no, yeah, she was like one over par.
Well, for being semi-retired, she sure is playing a lot.
Well, she's in the mix for the Solheim Cup standings. It'll be interesting to see if she decides to play or whether they'll make her a captain. It'll be interesting to see what
I think
happens.
That announcement just took the pressure off her shoulders.
Yeah, I agree.
Just to kind of relax and not look at social media so much.
Yeah, Grace Kim sitting at 9 under par, just 3 shots back, but there's a bunch of people in between her and first place.
Christina Kim got a start this week.
How about that?
+8, missed the cut by a mile, but good to see Christina back out there.
Yeah.
So that gives you a wrap on what's going on in the world of golf. When we come back, we're going to talk about a little bit more Lexi golf, not Lexi Thompson golf, but Lexi, since they're playing 72 holes. We're going to hear from Trey Wingo and Cam Smith. And then we've got to talk about one of the dumbest things you could do in the world of golf. I mean, come on, really?
If you need the money that bag, drop your membership.
I know. Stay tuned with us. You're going to want to hear about this idiot. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. The Bunker Bunker Golf Show is heard live every Saturday morning. We bring it to you on the Arizona Sports app, ArizonaSports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Weekly at Murata Mornings. We had Marvin Harrison Jr. scoring a touchdown, basically to start the game.
Uh-huh.
And then you paired it with Jeremiah Love, who as a rookie running back, not only got 14 touches, but a lot of them made you go, that kid's a player.
Yes.
It didn't take much to feel real excitement over this Cardinals offense last night.
And when every one of the quarterbacks that comes in looks good.
That's it. When every single dude passes the baton to the next guy and the offense looks as good, now it's more than the quarterback. And that's what should get you super, super excited.
Bickley and Murata, mornings on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Luke Lipinski back to tell you about Orchard. What if you found your dream house and you could just move in right away without waiting around to sell your old place first? That sounds perfect, right? Okay, now what if on top of that, you could maximize the return on your old home? That's even better. See, most home sellers get one offer and it's somewhere between lowball and not good enough. But Orchard changes that. With Orchard's new Orchard offers, you don't just get one offer. You get multiple cash offers from serious investors who are all competing for your home. That's right. Make investors compete with Orchard's cash offer marketplace. Here's how. You work with an Orchard agent who submits your home to their exclusive network of hundreds of local cash buyers. They come to you with offers, you review them all, and you pick the best one on your terms. So you don't have to settle on one offer or worry about leaving money on the table. You see every offer side by side. That way you know you're getting top dollar. Orchard offers means no repairs, no showings, no drawn-out process. Before you accept any offer, see them all first. Get a free home valuation and see your offers today with Orchard Offers. Go to Orchard.com. That's Orchard.com.
Hi, I'm Brad. I've had pain and various physical issues that I could not get to the bottom of with my physician and dietitian. I heard Bill Ross Fitness Solutions testimonials, so I called for a free consultation. Bill tailored a specific program for me and identified that my body was out of balance. I've lost weight, gained strength, and alleviated the pain with Bill and his team of specialists. For a free consultation and $100 off of the first month's program, go to BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Looking for the perfect summer golf escape? Discover Verado Golf Club in Buckeye, featuring two championship courses, breathtaking mountain views, and incredible summer value. Beat the heat with complimentary ice-cold mango towels all summer long. Plus, enjoy the brand-new Tag Marshall GPS system launching in June with live yardages and pace tracking right in your cart. For a family bonus, kids 17 and under play free and practice free with a paying adult. Bring your whole family out to enjoy golf at Verado. Book your tee time today at VeradoGolfClub.com.
Kids play for free. That's right. Kids play free at Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear. Formerly known as Trace Rios Golf Course, it's now operated by the nonprofit Junior National Foundation dedicated to growing the game and supporting the next generation of golfers while remaining open to the public for golfers of all ages. Come out, have fun, and discover the exciting improvements taking place at the course. Learn more at juniornationalgolf.org today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan required. $15 per month equivalent. Taxes and fees extra. Initial plan term only. Greater than 50 gigabytes may slow when network is busy. See terms.
For the ones who get it done. Brought to you by Grainger. After 14 years of determination, Indiana's Russell Mumford has completed an incredible journey, walking the equivalent of the circumference of the earth through his daily neighborhood walks. An amazing 24,901 miles. He got it done with determination and dedication. For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers the professional-grade products you need, delivered when and where you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
Good morning, Bunker to Bunker fans. I'm Keith Chapman, owner of Bonehouse Brewing in Fountain Hills, the craft brewery where Arizona history, legend, and great beer come together. Step off the course and into our 1800s mining-inspired tap room, packed with local stories and award-winning brews. Whether you just birdied the 18th or need a little help forgetting a rough round, there's always a seat and a story waiting for you at Bonehouse. Swing by and discover why we're the best 19th hole in town.
JT.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Again, the theme this week is acoustic guitar intros.
I've seen Fire and Ice and Rain.
That's right. Look at that. Just yesterday morning. What a songwriter. His catalog is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, if you want to keep up on all the happenings on with Bunker to Bunker, make sure you go and check out BunkerGolf.com. You can contact us there and drop us a note. Sign up for email blasts and promotions. You can also get the latest show clips and tips that we do each week. And, of course, you can register for the Bunker to Bunker Club and the Bunker to Bunker Charity Two-Person Scramble Tournament events happening at great destinations every month. There's always something happening, so come join us at BunkerGolf.com today. Real quick, this came out, and it just makes zero sense whatsoever. And I'll just read the headline. This is from ESPN is where I got this. Golfer resigns from club after admitting to a fake hole-in-one. Zach Holland, a former college golfer, now reportedly is a 2 handicap, told ESPN Radio in St. Louis that he placed his golf ball in the cup on the par 3 fourth hole before the start of a membership event. So he did it before.
Yeah. The morning of.
Yeah. Holland then lied about acing the hole. Well, where were the other players? Did they not see his golf ball?
Well, I've done a little bit of a deep dive on this. So what happened is he came out. So they're having a member.
He's going to take a phone call. Yeah.
They're having a member, and there's a big cash pot for hole-in-one.
So early in the morning of the first round of the tournament, he found his pairing, and he was in the first group out.
Right.
So he goes, and before a tournament, he goes up to the maintenance yard, which is right by the par three hole.
Right.
And he put his ball in the hole.
Right.
And he made a ball mark on the green right in front of the hole, so it was believable.
Yeah, he fudged the whole thing, yeah.
So he gets in the tournament, and on the, I think it was the second green, he tells his buddies, he says, hey, listen, I got to take a phone call. My grandmother's really sick. Yeah. I got to talk to her.
Just got to take it just in case, yeah.
So what I'm going to do is, and it should be coming any second, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go on up to the 3T to not hold up play. I'll go hit my shot, and then I will talk to my grandma.
You guys can catch up, yeah.
So he's there talking on the phone to his...
Alleged,
that's yeah. Right. And the other three guys hit their shots, and they say, how'd you hit yours? He goes, well, I hit a little thin, but it's up there. So they get up to the green. They find this ball mark, and they look around for his ball. Oh, he looks in the cup. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
So listen, being branded a cheater at golf is, you never can shake that.
Yeah. The ball mark.
So he says on ESPN, you do something as dumb as I did, there are consequences for that.
There should be, yeah.
So Nathan Charns, the current acting president for the PGA of America, is the general manager at Wing Haven.
Oh, Haven, the PGA head now.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Confirmed the incident in a statement with golf.com. Promptly addressed the matter. Wing Haven Country Club is aware of the recent attention surrounding the incident involving a former member during a club event. The club promptly addressed the matter. We care deeply about the integrity of the game of golf. Anyway, Holland goes on to say, there's no excuse for what I did. I was completely in the wrong. Well, there was no excuse. The only reason why this all came about was because there was video evidence from the cameras at the maintenance yard that caught him doing it.
It goes deeper than that, okay? So when the members are throwing in money to the hole-in-one pot, now we got money.
Yeah.
Now we have motive, right? And so this guy did it, and some of the members said, hey, tell us about this hole-in-one. And at first, he's like, yeah, this is what happened, da-da-da. And then somebody went to the superintendent and said, do you guys have cameras up here around the maintenance building? They said, yeah, we do. And so they rewound the video, and they found this guy at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning doing what he was doing.
Something a little fishy there.
And then that's when Holland said, oh, yeah, I did. I'm sorry. It was a bad mistake.
It was an intervention.
So needless to say, Holland decided to resign his membership.
Can you imagine walking into the men's grill after being found out about cheating? Hey, guys, you want to play? Can I get a game?
Yeah.
Get the hell out of here.
Exactly. So Holland says, I made a terrible mistake. The lack of moral character. I can take the banter and the chatter and the heat because I deserve that from a golf perspective. What I'm most worried about is my family. Well, you must not have been too worried about them.
Right.
It's not fair to them for me to put them in a situation where they walk through a room, there's a stigma there that your dad is a cheater. So questions that they may get get asked, or getting asked down the road, that's the worst part.
Yeah. You don't get to write that narrative, pal. Sorry.
Well, sorry. When you cross the road, when you cross and
you left a ball mark. I mean, come on.
Well, it's really interesting, though, that if he did it that early, why wasn't the superintendent, when the guys are out there mowing greens, they're supposed to fix ball marks and that around, very interesting, or that the cup had already been cut before he even did it. So, I mean, there are a lot of things that could have gone haywire with this.
Well, so, it was greed. It was just pure greed. And he thought he put a lot of thought into it. Not good thought, but thought, and to plan this out and do it and to go through the steps he did and to claim, I mean, come on, man.
So with that being said, probably the dumbest thing you could ever do is cheat in a game of golf. I'm gonna ask you a question and give you my answer first so that you have a chance to be able to think of yours. What's the dumbest thing you've ever done on a golf course and doesn't have to be playing golf, could be anything from your years of working there, but what's the dumbest thing you've ever done on the golf course? Mine was my second day on the job at the Country Club of Lansing. I'm driving this Cushman three-speed cart, and I'm picking the range. Well, there's balls underneath the trees that I can't get to, so I decide I'm going to go over to the bunker, and I'm going to get a rake, and I'm going to rake. Well, I decide that what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump out of the cart while the cart is still moving and grab the rake and jump back in the cart. Well, with that, and it's a three-wheeler, and you know how quickly those things can turn.
Oh, God.
So as I'm jumping out of the cart decides to turn, go down the hill into the bunker. And now I've got to go in. Problems. My second day on the job, there's no way I can get this cart out of the bunker on my own. And the pro's not there, and I'm definitely afraid of this pro because he's such a big, you know, stature in the club.
Sure.
And I'm thinking, oh, my God, what am I going to do? So I had to go and tell one of the assistants to come out, ask one of the assistants to come out and help me get it out.
Well, mine's very similar, and this happened in McCormick Ranch. And I was part of a two-man team that picked the range on the weekends. And so on where the right side of the range, you're looking down range, there's these trees, and we had this little, like, speed slot. It was like there's a couple mounds. And so we'd get going really, we'd get just this three-wheel cart with a steering wheel and just hit that speed slot and go zim, zim, and it was a lot of fun, right? Except when you got too high on the mound and the cart flipped over.
Oh!
I jumped clear. And now we got the it's on, it's, it didn't have a top, right?
Right.
But so me and my buddy that were picking the range, we turned it back over. And the steering wheel's probably, a good 10 degrees off. And we got as close as we could, and we pretended it never happened. But the funniest thing I've ever, this is funny, sad, but so I was working at TPC Scottsdale, so the Champions Course, and I won't say the young man's name, but this kid who's our range, the kid picking the range, he comes in, and he is white as a ghost, dirty, and his clothes are all tore up.
Uh-oh.
So I'm like, what happened to you? And he goes, well, I was trying to pick something up as I was driving the cart. I fell out of the cart. I had the wheel cranked. The cart ran me over, and then it did circles. I was kind of dazed. And the ball picker, the gang picker ran over. And go sit down and get some water, son.
That's just nuts.
That was hilarious.
I've got one involving Greg for after the break. So.
Oh, good. That'll be interesting. I don't know what that one could be. All right, when we come back, we'll do it after the break, and then we'll hear from Trey Wingo and Cam Smith with different perspectives on what's happening in LIV Golf. And then, if we have time, we might even sneak in a golf tip of the week this hour. You listen to Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, has been bringing it to you live every Saturday morning from 7 to 9. Right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2.
When a general manager that everyone thinks is going to be a buyer, when he's quiet, I think a lot of people look at that and think, how could you have not made more moves? It's all a matter of what moves did he not make that may have made this team better and will make this team better. It's not always the things you do. Sometimes it's the things you don't do that make you better. Okay, yeah, you can point out certain examples from other teams and say, yeah, you know, they did something, this is working well for them. Well, did the Arizona Diamondbacks have the same possibility?
Wolf and Luke, middays 10 to 2 on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Hi, Matt Allen here for Bumper to Bumper Radio. Summer's back, and so is Bumper to Bumper Radio's Summer of Love for Phoenix Children's Hospital. Keep yourself and your car running cool this summer with trusted service, repairs, and expert advice at any Bumper to Bumper Radio approved shop. Now through Labor Day, pass along the love to Phoenix Children's Hospital. Just donate $1, and we'll match it for the kids. Find participating shop locations and learn more at BumperToBumperRadio.com.
Hi, I'm John Leonetti, founder of Birdie Golf Grips. Our trade secret rubber blend delivers the perfect feel, tack, and control for more confidence on every swing. So get professionally fit at locations across the valley, and bunker-to-bunker golfers save 20% with promo code B2B. Upgrade your game without breaking the bank. Visit birdiegolfgrips.com or call 623-224-7030. That's 623-224-7030. Birdie Golf Grips. Grip better. Play better.
Hey, it's Gambo, and when you think about Diamondbacks baseball, everything comes down to what you can see. The pitch coming in, the movement of the ball, the play unfolding in the field. The clearer your vision, the better your game. That's why I've always believed in the Schwartz Laser Eye Center. Dr. Schwartz and his team have built a reputation on precision, experience, and results. And it's no surprise he's the official team eye doctor of the Arizona Diamondbacks, trusted to help keep the pros seeing their best. If you're ready to ditch glasses and contacts, LASIK is your winning play. It's a quick procedure with fast recovery and proven results. Not a LASIK candidate? EVO ICL or Clear Lens Exchange could be your next move for sharp, clear vision. Schedule your free consultation and see how Dr. Schwartz can clear things up. With locations in Scottsdale, Glendale, and Mesa, visit TeamEyeDoc.com or call 480-483-EYES. That's 480-483-EYES. The Schwartz Laser Eye Center, trusted for over 25 years.
Hi, I'm Tom Shane, third-generation owner at Shane Company. As a family jewelry business for almost 100 years, we are known for doing right by our customers. Our legacy of integrity depends on it. Here are three things we never do. We never cut corners. Our engagement rings are made to high-quality standards, and we stand behind them with our all-inclusive free lifetime warranty. We never buy diamonds without seeing them in person. We travel to the source, eliminate the middleman, and get first pick of the most beautiful stones. Then, negotiate the price on your behalf. We never try to trick you on price. We don't mark up the rings just to mark them down and call it a sale. We offer true value from the start, so you get the best price every time. At Shane Company, we put you first, because a friend always has your back. Shane Company, your friend and jeweler.
When I was 8, I was my dad's flashlight guy. Working in that garage taught me the value of doing things right. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello. At A1 Garage Door Service, we bring that same care to your garage, because it's where your day begins and memories are made. From repairs to upgrades, call A1 Garage Door Service today or schedule online at A1Garage.com. We're here to make sure your garage door works like it's supposed to. Smooth, quiet, and reliable.
Years ago, my car needed $1,200 in repairs. As a single female, I was so insecure that I wore a fake wedding ring, and I told the shop that my husband wanted the old parts. Driving away, I felt relieved. Months later, I was told the parts did not fit my car. I'm Marianne. Glenn and I own Good Works Auto Repair. We never want anyone to feel the way I did. Check us out at GoodWorksAutoRepair.com, where we advise, but you decide.
The Eaglets.
The Eagles, again, acoustic guitar intros. Right. So back to our kind of goofy golf stories.
Yeah.
So this one involves Greg. I haven't played with Greg very often, but one time we're playing at the Biltmore. Was it the Adobe course? Is that the one? Okay, so I'd heard about Greg's temper. From Mardeth, I'd never seen it. I thought, how can this nice man who interviews our guests and stuff have a temper? So we're teeing off, I think, on number 10, and Greg kind of puts it off to the right a little bit. He's a little ticked off, but I can't tell yet. And then he hits we're about 215 or so out. He hits a beautiful 5-wood or 5-iron right at the hole. And he throws the club. I'm thinking to myself, what's this guy? And it ends up about 5 feet from the hole. I thought, how good is this guy as a player if he's mad at this?
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes that happens.
Yeah.
You know, me and Hideki Matsuyama, every time Hideki hits a shot, one hand comes off the club and he looks
really mad
about it, and it comes up 5 feet from the hole.
Gotta be kidding me.
And then he just gives a giggle. Yeah, and then what did I do on the next hole, the 11th hole?
I forget.
I hold it from the fairway.
Exactly.
That sand wedge from the fairway.
And Marty gives me a wink, see what I do.
All right, so Trey Wingo had a little take on John Rahm. What did you say? John Rahm hasn't been paid what, Jim?
Well, they still owe him a nine-figure check from his $300 million signing bonus.
Ah, and probably not going to see it.
I would suspect not.
Yeah.
And, of course, breach of contract is going to give him freedom to leave, but it's still going to be a question of where he plays.
Yeah, right. DP World Tour. So here's what Trey Wingo had to say about John Rahm leaving and the rest of the nails in the coffin.
So you have John Rahm essentially leaving. You have people bailing on what's supposed to be a $40 million or 30 million pound team event in Michigan, even though it still hasn't officially been canceled. Yeah, and right. You have the DP World Tour saying, guys, you can't do this anymore. You can't go back and forth between our tour and their tour if instead of just being paid by LIV Golf and earning your winnings on the DP World Tour, you are now an owner, an investor on all of this. We all know where this is going, right? This is the end. And we tried to tell you this a long time ago.
Yeah. So the team thing's been canceled officially. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the team event in Michigan, the season-ending team event has been
canceled.
This
week they finally announced it. Yeah.
Okay. So, it had been rumored for quite a while.
Think about this. Think about the revenue loss for that golf course in Michigan. Think about if they're supposed to go to New Orleans and they canceled on them. I mean, and there's no repercussions. Who are you going to go and sue to be able to get paid for the cancellation of it?
So I believe that there's a sovereign nation clause in these contracts that any disputes will be settled.
Even if they're in America, go collect.
In Saudi Arabia. Yeah. So even if he did win, as CQ just said, try to collect that.
Yeah.
As Phil Mickelson once said, these guys are some scary MFers.
Right. Yeah. As he signed for his big bonus. But again, there's contractors that we're hearing about that have not been paid for stuff going on this year, which is sad.
All right. Jim.
Cam Smith.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear from Cam Smith first. Cam in drinking the Kool-Aid.
I'm a positive guy, so I've made no effort to go seek anything else. I think I don't really understand what is going to happen. I think it's all up in the air, and I know that the LIV team is working hard to get us to play next year and working hard for us. They do a lot of hard work behind the scenes, and I want it to work, really, to be honest.
There's a lot going on behind the scenes.
Well, yeah, he wants it to work because he wants to get more money.
How's that Kool-Aid taste?
But the thing about it is, why did these guys go to LIV? For the money.
Yep.
Okay?
No. Grow the game.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
You've got to grow the game.
But so if the money isn't there anymore and they can make more money playing somewhere else, guess what? They gone.
So, interestingly enough, Cam Smith, would he win the British Open? Or
yep.
So he wins the British Open, right? Hasn't really won anything since.
No.
Was it a fluke that he won the British Open? Or are we now seeing the true way that Cam Smith plays golf? I mean, he's just another, I don't want to call him a mediocre player because he is one of the best players in the world, or was.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who's the true Cam Smith?
Well, so Cam Smith got really hot for a couple months there.
Right. During the roof
before he won the British Open. And so professional golf, except for a remote few, Nicholas Woods, now Scheffler, it's getting hot. And Mark Lai told me one time, he goes, most of the guys on the PGA Tour, they get hot for about 6 or 8 weeks during the season, and that's when they make all their money.
Yeah.
And if you look at it and you analyze it, that is essentially true. And so Cam Smith went to LIV Golf for the money, and if the money isn't there, he's going to go.
Well, no, I think one of the issues also, guys, that Brooks Koepka even spoke about is the lack of competition.
Right.
54 holes wasn't doing it for these guys. Obviously, the 72 helped, but look at a guy like Mark Leishman. I forgot he's playing golf.
Well, the funny thing about it, too, is they were all talking about how they were going to get to have more time off.
Exactly. Now they're about to have a whole lot of time off.
But the thing about it is, Brooks Koepka being the prime example, he didn't like all the time off.
No. And so that wasn't the way that he could do what he needed to do.
Right. We'll hear from him later in the show.
So,
All right, so Jim, real quick.
What time is it?
What time is it?
It is time
for the highly anticipated and the very dependable golf tip of the week, FedEx Cup style.
All right, this week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses, home of the new Shady Rays polarized golf eyewear. And, Jim, I want you to tell me who said this, but not yet. Please don't, people don't understand that when I grew up, I was never the most talented. I was never the biggest. I was never the fastest. I certainly was never the strongest. The only thing I had was my work ethic, and that's been what has gotten me this far.
Yeah, and he was that's kind of he was never good at anything besides golf.
Shucks. Right.
And there's rumors that there's stories about him with his Stanford teammates playing basketball. He was just awful.
All right.
But he's always been a good guy.
This week's tip of the week is just squeeze.
Just squeeze.
So
like squeeze me.
Yeah, exactly. So, I always talk about how to go through the basic fundamentals of the golf swing to be able to get you set up properly, aligned properly, in your proper grip. But one of the things that's often not talked about is grip pressure. And specifically in putting, in having such, how do you get the proper grip pressure on the golf club on your putter to be able to make sure that your body is able to do what your body needs to do through the putting stroke. Well, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go out on the putting green, and I want you to get over the ball, and I want you to put a death grip on that putter grip standing over the golf ball.
Try to squeeze it off the shaft.
That's exactly right. And I want you to make a few practice strokes. Then I want you to barely hold on to the golf club. Hold on to it just enough so that you can not have the club fall out of your hands. And see how that feels. And then what I want you to do is I want you to get in between. I want you to not have too tight a grip. I don't want you to have too loose a grip. If you're holding on to it too loosely, the club's going to wobble all over the place. Even with these face balance putters, the club's going to wobble around. If you're holding onto it too tightly, your muscles are going to be so constricted that you're not going to be able to let the putter flow back and through like what you want it to on a putting stroke. So I want you to find the in-between. I don't want too tight. I don't want too light. I want you to be able to hold onto that club so that you can feel no tension from your hands all the way up to your shoulders. I want you to feel no tension so that it allows your hands, arms, and shoulders all to act as one going back and through the putt. That is your golf tip of the week brought to you by Shady Rays. If you've not been over to the store recently, you're missing out on an incredible new variety of styles, including the brand new Talon Elite line, especially designed for fishing. Yes, not just golf, but fishing. Or the Shady Rays Golf Line to help you play your next round better in high def. And over there at the store, remember, if you scratch them, you break them, you lose them, Shady Rays has you covered with an industry-leading satisfaction guarantee. Save 30% off with a bunker special when you go and use the bunko code, the promo code B2B at Scottsdale or online at ShadyRays.com. Shady Rays, live hard, we got you. Okay, Jim, who said this? People don't understand that when I grew up, I was never the most talented. I was never the biggest. I was never the fastest. I certainly was never the strongest. The only thing I had was my work ethic, and that's been what has gotten me here this far.
Well, it's Eldrick Tiger Woods, and, revisionist history. He won three straight Junior Ams, which is a national junior amateur competition.
A 28-inch waist.
beginning at age 14. So right. 14, 15, 16.
Right.
Or maybe 15, 16, 17. So he's pretty good at golf. Now,
as far as followed up with three US Am wins.
Yeah. Now, maybe he wasn't the most athletic kid out there. But he's always been good at golf. So
back to your golf tip for a second. When you said you get up over the ball, do you want us to address the ball?
Hello, ball.
Sorry.
Absolutely. Hey, have you heard about this thing that happened to the Massachusetts women's amateur?
No.
Well, I'll tell you about it when we get back.
All right. I saw something about it. But
it's hilarious.
All right. When we come back, we're going to make the turn, and we're going to hear about this thing that happened in the Massachusetts Amateur. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. We bring it to you live right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
East Valley, West Valley, North Side, South Side, and Central. Arizona Sports covers high school sports all over the valley. Saturday mornings 9 to 11 on the Kevin McCabe Show. If it involves competition on a court, field, pitch, rink, or track, the Dean is talking about it on the Arizona Sports app on your phone and 98.7 in your car. The Kevin McCabe Show, Saturday mornings 9 to 11.
On or off the course, Antigua's elevated golf collection brings performance and style together like never before. From polos and quarter zips to refined layering pieces, every look is crafted with innovative fabrics and effortless comfort. Great style should move with your game and make an impression long after the final putt. Antigua Apparel. Elevate your look. Arrive comfortably.
How about that?
Shop the collection now at AntiguaApparelShop.com.
Jan on the street. Hi, it's Jan from Toyota. Summer's not over at the national sales event, so I'm taking to the streets to see how people are keeping summer fun going with a new Toyota. Excuse me, sir. How are you making summer last longer with your Toyota?
Oh, going mudding in my Tundra.
Everybody loves a mud bath. Player with the jump shot. What about you?
Taking my RAV4 downtown to a rooftop restaurant to shoot my shot with Stacy.
Aw, Stacy's a lucky lady. Mom with the twins. Your turn.
Starting a true crime podcast in my Grand Highlander while the kids are at day camp.
Oh, I know the one. It's juicy. Man with the ball. And you?
Dropping my BZ to the park to play kickball with friends.
Kickball is life.
I want that to be my life, too. Well, those are some great ways to extend summer. See you next time. Jan on the street.
Event ends August 31st. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
I used to dread getting my car serviced, feeling overlooked and talked down to. Hi, I'm Dana, and all that changed when I found Stapley's Garage some 15 years ago. Brandon Stapley and his team treat everyone with respect. I never get recommendations for service that isn't needed. They explain repairs clearly, give honest estimates, and help you plan for future maintenance. No pressure, just trust. Experience the difference at Stapley's Garage, just north of the 60 on Gilbert Road, or visit staplesgarage.com.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 25% upfront bonus? And are they promising you up to 9% growth per year, all for your retirement income? If not, then you need to come to Trajan Wealth. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. And if you plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hardworking folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work, all because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They aren't. That's up to $25,000 upfront or up to $9,000 per year on $100,000 guaranteed for retirement income. Don't keep working when you're supposed to be retired. And don't let any financial advisor tell you it's too good to be true. Unlock your Trajan family office at TrajanWealth.com or call 1-855-TRAJAN-1. That's 1-855-TRAJAN-1.
Annuity guarantees are based on the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company. DBA in most states has Trajan Wealth Insurance Solutions.
KMVP FM Phoenix, live from the Casino Arizona and Talking Stick Resort Studio. Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Maybe the best acoustic intro to a rock song ever, maybe?
Stairway to Heaven. Oh, look at my boy Tom Kim racing up the leaderboard, 600 today.
Greg and I remember on this one, dance slow dancing in seventh grade.
Oh, yeah. Got your ditto pants on. And
Susan Marr. Yeah. Guy, that's cool. That's right, baby.
Was it seventh grade? Hey, so this is what happened at the Massachusetts Women's Amateur. So the player, one of the players was one up going into 18.
Right.
Okay. So all she has to do is tie.
Right.
And she wins the match. Well, she jars her fairway wood for an albatross to you know,
for two.
Probably win the hole.
And she goes to her playing partner, who's getting ready to hit her shot. She goes, pick it up. It's good. So I can see two albatross on the last hole. Oh, I conceded albatross.
That's pretty remarkable. Well, here's an albatross.
Does he hang around you guys' neck? Is that what you're saying?
We've got Michael Henry joining us right now with MBH Marketing. Give us a little update on what's going on with the golf tournament that's supposed to be coming up next week out at Junior National Golf Club. Michael, good morning.
Well, don't diss me with the albatross before I even get going.
You're 200 par, Michael. 200 par. Come on.
Well, I'll kick it off with you guys reminding me. The Stairway to Heaven, wasn't that the song that as soon as you heard the first two notes when you're in seventh grade, you're like, this is the longest song, and I will be slow dancing for 15 minutes with my girl on the dance floor.
Susan Marr, Kaibab Grade School. You're exactly right, pal.
And the teacher would come along with a ruler and said, make a little room for Jesus.
Exactly.
Not enough room for the Holy Spirit.
Yeah. All the hall monitors really trying to rein you in on Stairway to Heaven.
Amen. CQ, I think I was in either 9th or 10th grade. I don't think you might have been in 7th grade.
I think the song came out 71, but I'm not sure. But they played it.
That's about right. 6th or 7th, you did a 7th or 8th grade school dances in public school anyway. Yep. Anyway. Hey, one of these days I'll share with you my funny story, but I'll save it for later. But it does involve McCormick Ranch, but it involves a lot of horses running across the greens when they were first building it. But, hey, just a really quick, I want to come on really, really quickly to kind of remind everybody that we are heading into our last tournament of the summer. It is next Saturday. That's Saturday the 22nd at Junior National Golf Club. It's our summer's last hurrah event. But, you know, the one thing I wanted to kind of communicate, two things really. One is the reason we're doing it out of Junior National is because we committed 5-6 years ago when I went out and saw what they were doing on this golf course. And for people who don't know the history, that was a Muni course. It had been there forever. It was the course you kind of went by and go, what is that? And it was a Muni, and it was a great design, great bones, but it kind of gone to seed, to be honest with you. And 6-7 years ago, John Wall, who was a caddy out there when he was a kid and went on to have a really successful career in Silicon Valley, he came back, and, I mean, very successful. When he came back, he put his mouth or his money where his mouth was, which is he always said, I want to help grow the game, and this game really helped me to become successful at what I did, and he'd be a good guy for our for the love of the game segment because he came back to Arizona and he bought the course and he made the donation and did everything that he needed to do and created a nonprofit foundation all for the sake of growing junior golf. And he now has bought the course, done the leases with all the county and the people around the land, including the land, I guess that'd be to the south of it, where they're going to build a second championship course. But they have been throwing money into this, or he has personally been throwing money into this golf course. And you cannot believe how much of a change they've made on this golf course. It's come back to what he says the course was originally intended to be, which is a phenomenal course that the public can play, and that's the course we're playing on. It's called the Red Course, and it's Red Lawrence who is the original design. So we're playing that next Saturday, and full disclosure, we have – usually I'm always saying, hey, you got to get in. You know, we're going to be sold out. We're sold out a week in advance. We actually have plenty of openings. I mean, it's that time of year. Everyone's in summer, coming back from vacation, school starting. But I just wanted to kind of put the shout out because if you've never played in our events, and a reminder to people who don't know this, we get a lot of new players first time come in. Can I play? Do I have to have, you know, registered handicap with the gin? Our events are purely fun, two-person scrambles, and they are open to the public. And this is the perfect opportunity to come in and get involved with us because, again, we have openings. It's a week from today. But we'll be closing down registration during the week next week. And here's the killer thing. It's only $100. And if you've been listening forever on kind of the format of our events, it's a two-man scramble, but it's really fun. We do a breakfast, you know, when we do it. Registration is the you know, spicy breakfast burritos. And we do that at registration. We're really big on pace of play, so we get in before the heat. Our tip-off is really for the shotgun is at 7:30, I believe, and we're on the course and off the course, you know, before noon, and it's just a super fun time. $100 includes breakfast, the tourney, the huge raffle. Our raffle's loaded with all kinds of things. And I really invite you to kind of consider jumping in. Jump in today, because I'm sure we'll fill up with all the people coming back from vacation next week. But we're really looking forward to it, because these guys, one little sidebar of the story is that that storm rolled in last week, and Greg, I'm sure you appreciate this, who's out in your neighborhood. That storm hit hard out in your neck of the woods.
Yeah, it really did. It was interesting. I went out and I was going to, I heard the wind blowing. So I go to the front door to try and unlock the front door, and I can't get the front door to unlock because there's so much wind pressure against the door. I actually had to push the door closed to be able to do the door lock, and then open it up and said, what an idiot I am opening up the door with the wind blowing like this. But only had four sunscreens blow off and bend, and so I had to put all those up. But yeah, they lost a lot of trees down there. It's just down the bottom of the hill from us. And they did lose a lot of trees, but they've got a lot of them all cut up. If anybody needs any firewood, I know where you can get some.
That's right. Hey, you're dead on. You're dead on, Greg. They called me Monday night. I guess the storm hit them like overnight, you know, late Monday, 2 o'clock in the morning. But they called me and they're like, you're not going to believe this. Well, granted, they've been calling in third-party people coming in because they lost a few of their kind of epic, legendary, 100-year-old plus eucalyptus trees.
Right.
But they've been working so hard, specifically because they've been prepping for this our event for so long, because they want to just expose it to everybody. And everyone I know has been out there, and they're saying the same thing as their players are coming out there. They're saying this course, they're going to be fine. They're prepping. They're doing everything they need to do. They called in all forces to kind of prep the course. They got all the trees off and pulling everything out of there that was storm damage. But the course itself did not get damaged. In fact, they said, and all the players I know playing out there, they're like, you cannot believe this golf course. It is actually the turf, the greens are in the best condition of anywhere in the valley right now. And that's coming from even a couple of their competitors around them going, man, your grass, your turf, your greens, amazing. So I guess it's going to be in great shape. So kudos to the staff. And I guess my last throw out to everybody is just go to bunkergolf.com. Jump on board. We're going to have a great time out there. And we're committed to these guys on this project, for the next several years, because they're going to be building out the championship course. It's really worthwhile. And they're doing it all to kind of promote kids getting into the game, where kids play free out there, and come join us. It'll be a heck of a Saturday next week, and go to bunkergolf.com.
All right, Michael, thanks for the update. All right, when we come back, we've got a lot more golf to talk about, give you a quick little recap of what's going on. We'll give you a little details in case you've been living under a rock and don't know what the FedEx Cup scenario looks like as far as the point system and everything that's going down with it. We'll have a little rapid fire. We've got a very special guest coming up. You see him every night on TV. You're going to be able to hear from the man, John Hook, coming up in just a little bit right here on Arizona's number one golf show, the Bunker Bunker Golf Show on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Live streaming audio, podcasts, video highlights. The Arizona Sports app has all this and more from the local sports leader and D-backs play-by-play.
And now the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
Download the Arizona Sports app. Presented by Ready Services Plumbing and Air Conditioning.
Hey, Bunker to Bunker listeners, a quick reminder that the PGA Tour's regular season is wrapping up, but we're headed out in August to the Tour Championship for another remote at the Trophy Bar. It's just a few weeks away on August 29th. And we invite you to join us and all of our special guests for the giveaways of Shady Rays sunglasses to Tim Hovick's swag bag. And, of course, you've got to make sure you have one of the award-winning spicy breakfast tacos and their cool drink specials that they'll have just for the Tour Championship. The Trophy Bar is the Bunker to Bunker's home for all the major championships and the President's Cup and now the Tour Championship. So mark your calendar. Come join us on August 29th out at the Trophy Bar. You're home for sports, cars, and spirits any day of the week in downtown Ocotillo, off Price, and Queen Creek in Chandler.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner at A1 Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. At A1 Garage Door Service, our monthly service plan will keep your garage door running smoothly so you never have to deal with a broken garage door. There's never a good time for your garage door to break, whether you're rushing to work or you're trying to get the kids to school. We know how much you rely on your garage door. That's why we offer same-day repairs, because life doesn't wait, and neither should you. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Our springs are the toughest in the industry, backed by our lifetime warranty. That's right. Fix them once and you're covered for life. From repairs to upgrades, it's A1 from day one. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Call A1 Garage Door Service and you'll be smiling today. A1Garage.com.
Hey, it's Gambo. Heart disease is the number one killer in this country, and most people have no idea there's a problem until something serious happens. LifeGuard Imaging does a heart scan that takes minutes. No needles, no fasting, nothing invasive. Normally runs $5.99. Right now, they've got a special offer for Arizona sports listeners. Call 602-755-5004 or text SCAN to 620-620 for the details. Take care of yourself on this one.
Message and data rates may apply.
We are entering the off-season. Your weekends just opened up. So before you turn that closet project into a DIY disaster, call the pros. Space Solutions has been building custom cabinetry for Arizona homes for years with luxury quality, affordable options, and expert care from start to finish. We're a local family business, not a franchise, and we actually show up when we say we will. It's the last call for summer installs. Book your free consultation now. Visit SpaceSolutionsAZ.com or call 602-298-6956.
What's the perfect time to get your car or truck into the shop? Right now. Matt Allen, host of Bumper to Bumper Radio. Whether it's the valley's extreme heat or the occasional cold morning, it's best to be prepared and not get stuck. Now, here's the easy part. Just go to BumperToBumperRadio.com to find one of our endorsed shops near you, where we can take care of all your automotive repair needs. And be sure to listen to Bumper to Bumper Radio. We're live every Saturday morning at 11, right here on 92.3 KTAR News Radio.
Heart Crazy on You.
See, I know this one is Heart Crazy on You.
Yep. Oh, sorry. Great,
my mic off.
Alright, so a lot of, I would still call it, in the last couple of weeks, there's been a lot of volatility with the PGA Tour as far as who was going to make it into the top 70, who's going to make it into the top 50. But two pretty prominent names missing that top 70, and one of them is your Ryder Cup, former Ryder Cup captain, Keegan Bradley, and his season ending just in a blink of an eye, basically.
With a thud.
Yeah, here's what Keegan Bradley had to say about it ending so soon.
Judging by the video, guys, he was not happy.
Yeah, it's been a tough, like, year and a half, so I'm looking forward to getting home and resetting and coming out next year a little fresher, maybe. I got off to such a terrible start this year. Next year, hopefully, be better. A year I'd be in the first couple, or, you know, so, you know, it's tough. I wish I just played a little better. Start at the beginning of the year, we wouldn't be in this position yet. Yeah, well, I'm excited to be a vice captain at the President's Cup. Looking forward to getting back in there with the guys and enjoying that team atmosphere, and then really need to just kind of move on from all this stuff and hopefully have a better next year.
Well, I think that last year he had a really good year.
Yes.
He had a career resurgence here. But I also think that his performance this year is a little bit due to Ryder Cup hangover.
It takes a lot out of you.
It really does. Sure. And, you know, it's kind of like people say, oh, playing 36 holes, you know, in a day isn't that big a deal. Yeah, it is. If you're playing at a high level, it's concentration and all that sort of stuff. But to be the Ryder Cup captain takes a lot out of you as far as all the decisions you make. And then you have to stand by and take all the slings and arrows from losing the Ryder Cup, and then the kerfuffle in New York. It's just, I get it.
Yeah, really pretty interesting to be able to see how it all unfolded this year for Keegan Bradley. And you're exactly right. It had to be a little bit of a hangover. It's hard to be pumped up 365 days a week doing something and doing your job as well. Brooks Koepka, on the other hand, you know, this was the year for Brooks Koepka. I am shocked because early in the year when Brooks Koepka got the invitation to be able to come back to the PGA Tour, I felt like he was in a position where he would be able to come out and be able to get a victory. I thought he would get a victory before June of this year, but it didn't pan out that way. And here's what Brooks Koepka had to say about his 2026.
Ball struck it great. It's just all on the green, so I don't know what the deal is. Got zero confidence, can't putt. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of changes here soon.
How disappointed are you to not advance?
Yeah, pretty disappointed. I think it's pretty pathetic that I can't get through. Zero top tens basically in 2 years, so that's to be in the prime of your career and be as good as I think I am. I think that's very pathetic, disappointing. Just need to go home and completely reevaluate everything.
So he's 94th on the FedEx Cup standings, and that's what they'll basically take the top 100 this year into the regular season next year. My bet is we'll probably see him in a few of the fall events to try and improve that number. He can't get inside the top 50, but he can get all the way up to the top 60, and that makes a difference as far as him getting into some of the signature events.
But that's some tough talk there.
Well, that's it's very refreshing.
Yes,
he gave a very straightforward, unvarnished report on his year. Yeah. He thought he was awful. Now,
his putting was horrendous.
94th, still not bad, right?
Yeah.
But for his standards, it was not good. Sure. But it hasn't been 2 full years. It's been a year, Brooks.
Right.
But I appreciate
you. Well, maybe he didn't play very well the year before on Lexington.
Live. Right. But Billy Horschel's number 100.
So what does a guy like Brooks Koepka do to turn around his performance on the greens?
He's going
to
go see a new putting coach.
Oh, okay.
Sure. Brooks Koepka was fairly consistent with the putter he used. Yeah, and in the last couple years, he's been switching around doing a bunch of different stuff. Yeah. So I think you're going to see a new putting coach, just fresh eyes.
Sure.
And he'll probably come out with a different putter. He's going to work really hard in the offseason to get his putting. Because he is. He's acknowledged it right there. He's striking it very well.
Sure.
But just not make anything. It's kind of like Rory and Scotty were, you know, in not too distant memory.
Right.
Hitting it really good, but just not getting it in the can.
Couldn't putt a lick. That's exactly right. It's an awful thing to have happen.
Sure.
So one of the things that came to mind as we were listening to these guys, as you look at this board, so the top 70 are playing this week. All those guys are exempt for next year, but only the top 50 make it into the BMW Championship. And currently, let's see.
Yeah, Eric Cole is number 50, but he's projected at 45. And Maverick McNealy looks like he's at 54 right now, but looks like he's projected to go 50. Homa is 55th. And project to be 52nd, so
Max Homa not going to make it. That seems surreal.
All right, Jackson Coven won't be moving on. He's only going to move up probably to about 68, so his season is done. And everybody's still touting him that Streelman needs to pick him for the President's Cup. I think that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Listen, Jackson Coven's played less than a dozen tour events as a professional.
That's like giving Ludwig Åberg the player of the year when he only played 5 months.
Exactly.
Well, he deserved Rookie of the Year, but he should have got Player of the Year too, probably.
I think Jackson Coven's going to be a great player, don't get me wrong.
He's going to have plenty of President's Ryder Cups.
Exactly. So this push, I mean, listen, when somebody comes out and wins, if he'd have backed up with a win, I said, okay, maybe another win, yeah. But come on, man, just look at the big picture.
There'll be some interesting picks for the President's Cup team.
Yeah.
No, I don't think there will be.
I don't think it's going to be really that. I think it's going to be pretty much chalk.
Okay.
I mean, right now, your standings, Scottie Scheffler, Cameron Young, Russell Henley, Sam Burns, Ben Griffin. Right. What?
Matt Fitzpatrick, but he's on the other side.
Yeah. Colin Morikawa, Chris Goddard, J.J. Spawn, Xander Schauffele, Wyndham Clark, Justin Thomas, and Jacob Bridgman are your top 12 players. So the only guys that I really see in there that could be a factor that you might be able to bump out would be J.J. Spawn and Xander Schauffele. Xander Schauffele's had a pretty consistent year, but nothing real dramatic. J.J. Spawn had one win this year, but has not played well ever since.
What about Bridgman?
Jacob Bridgman played earlier in the year. You know, Akshay Bhatia, we haven't been hearing much from him. English is playing pretty well this week.
Good putter.
The one that I would bring in would be Ryan Gerard.
See, I was going to go against that.
Why?
Just because he is really cool. He had a great first half of the year.
He's played amazing golf all year.
Nah, he's cooled off.
On the other side, you've got Siwoo Kim, Ryan Fox, Hideki Matsuyama, Minwoo Lee, Tom Kim, Corey Connors, Adam Scott, Nico Echeverria, Jason Day, who's wounded, Rio Hitsitsuni, Casey Jarvis, Sungjae Im. I can't wait to see Casey Jarvis over here on the PGA Tour. That's going to be fun to see. Nick Taylor, Aldrich Poltgeider, and Jaden Schaefer.
They have a good team for a change.
The top 15 is going to be very interesting. Yeah. I still don't think they can handle beating the U.S. of A.
Yeah, but it could be more competitive.
I'm going to correct my statement on Ryan Gerard. Missed the cut at the U.S. Open, tied 44th at Travelers, 26th at the Genesis Scottish, 9th at the Open Championship, 8th at the Rocket Classic. Missed a cut at Wyndham, and I think he's playing all right this week.
So he's trending decently.
But I picked him in my pool, and he didn't make the cut.
You got 30 seconds, Greg. That's how you're looking at the clock there.
All right, so it's going to be interesting. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be talking about that. And if we can get to rapid fire, I've got some interesting things that we need to talk about with Player of the Year. Again, this week, you're going to be hearing about Player of the Year and President's Cup for the next few weeks as we go into the President's Cup in September. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show is heard every Saturday morning. We've got John Hook with Fox 10, an avid golfer, coming up.
He's listening.
Stay tuned.
Just
you're
going
to
want
to hear what he has to say.
Yes, you
this is
best.
The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
It's summer's last hurrah. Bunker to Bunker's last two-person scramble event of the summer is on Saturday, August 22nd at the Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear. Come celebrate with a fantastic day of breakfast, golf, and big raffle and prizes, all for just $100. There's even a free coupon for a second round of golf, with proceeds benefiting the Junior National Foundation, changing the lives of youth through the game of golf. Open to the public, but space is limited. So register today at bunkergolf.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Ask yourself this question. Is it really worth holding on to that timeshare that you know you need to get rid of? Here's the truth. The average maintenance fee just went up over 17%. That could have been 117%, and there's nothing you can do about it. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check for annual maintenance and assessment fees. I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. For 15 years, I've helped over 50,000 families cancel their timeshare. Not sell it, not transfer it, cancel it. Did you buy a timeshare because they told you it was a great investment and your maintenance fees would never go up? That's a lie. Are you ready to get rid of your timeshare once and for all? Simply call us and I'll send you our timeshare exit kit that explains all your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your timeshare exit kit. 800-822-1490. That's 800-822-1490. 800-822-1490.
Four! Relax. New golf grips won't fix your slice, but they will give you more confidence on every swing. If your grips are slick or worn out, it's time for Birdie Golf Grips. We professionally re-grip your clubs with premium grips for better traction, feel, and control. For a limited time, save 20% with the promo code B2B. Or visit our shop, or we'll even come to you with our mobile service. Call 623-224-7030 or visit
birdiegolfgrips.com. That is birdiegolfgrips.com.
College football, law school, marriage, kids. Life got busy. I wanted to stay in shape, but didn't have the time or interest in the big box gyms. Hi, I'm Aaron. I was referred to Bill Ross Fitness Solutions. Bill created a program tailored to me. 30-minute workouts, three times a week, training, cardio, nutrition, everything. A couple years later, I've never felt better. I'm lighter, stronger, more flexible, and even my golf game's better. This is results-driven fitness you won't find anywhere else. Get your free consultation at BillRossFitnessSolutions.com today.
Arizona, when it's time for a new ride, there's only one name you need to know. Tim Hovick's Santan Ford. Big trucks, bold SUVs, hybrids, electric, all in stock, all ready to roll. At Tim Hovick's Santan Ford, you're not guessing on price. You're getting competitive deals, a massive selection, and a team that actually makes it easy. Upgrade the family ride or step into a truck that gets real work done. Either way, you're doing it with Tim Hovick at Tim Hovick's Santan Ford, Val Vista and the 202 in Gilbert, or shop anytime at SantanFord.com. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Boston.
That is correct.
Thank you very much. All right. Welcome back to the Bunker Bunker Golf Show. I'm Greg Heath, Jim, and joining us right now, a great friend of the program, and you get to see him every night on Fox 10 as an anchor for Fox 10, but more importantly, the guy likes to play golf.
Yeah, that's the, you can't say anything better about a person than that.
That's exactly right. John Hook, welcome back to Bunker Golf Show, John.
Guys, great to be on. I want you to know I abandoned my Saturday golf game for you guys, so that is going deep for the program.
It is deep. Oh, no, man, I feel bad now, John.
No, 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 don't feel bad. It's good. It's probably good I get a break. It's time.
So you almost needed a sweater. You almost needed a sweater today. It was only 89 degrees this morning when we drove into the studio.
No, unbelievable. This morning in my house, it was like probably 80. Yeah. It was great. Yeah. Absolutely great.
So how is the golf game?
You know, I think we talked about this before. You only have it dialed in, I think, maybe 10% of the time.
6 weeks a year. Yeah.
The rest of it is managing the misses and battling it. It's a little weird. I'm hitting pushes. I don't know what's going on. I think I'm getting stuck. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to figure it out. I need to practice more. I'm not doing that at all. I'm just playing.
Yeah. Well, John, you're on TV 24/7. It seems to me. So I understand. Why,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I understand why you have a hard time getting the practice to you. Yeah.
They don't have an indoor hitting bay in there for you for as much as in as long as you've been there? They don't have an indoor hitting bay for you?
I tried, guys, on my contract. I said, listen, I want a bay. I want it to look maybe a little like Golf Tech, something like that.
Right.
But to no avail.
Yeah.
Well, John, you're a legendary voice and face in Arizona. I know you grew up here. You're the pride of ASU. And tell our listeners, just for those who have been under a rock and don't know it, your progress through the Arizona news scene and how long you've been at Channel 10. I mean, you're coming up on icon status, my man.
Well, it's 33 years this year, and that is half my life. That is literally half my life at Channel 10. So I've done my time, boys. It's time to play some golf.
Well, John, I remember when there was Channel 5, Channel 12, and Channel 15. Yep. So it's hard to believe that Channel 10 Fox had been around for that long.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was CBS for years and years and years. And, in fact, when I was hired in August of 93, it was CBS then. And then we flipped over to Fox with the NFL deal. Fox got into the NFL game, and they bought up all the CBS stations that had all the NFC teams. And so we ended up, because of the Cardinals, we were part of that deal.
Cool TV.
Yeah. Well, John, here's one thing. I got to call you out on this. With the World Cup being on Fox 10, you guys got like a month off.
You know what? They kept putting us on our sister station, either 45 or on Fox. I think it's Channel 9. So we were still doing shows. We were laughing about it. We're like, if this were the old days, we would have had a lot of time off. But they had us grinding. Yeah.
Well, so
not really grinding. I mean, you know.
I have a
couple things for you real quick, John. One of them is, you know, we always like to tell golf stories, and who can tell better golf stories than broadcasters, right? Right. So I hear there's a little story about a lost golf ball at Wildfire. Can you share that with our listeners?
Yeah. It was actually Greg will know, number four in Oncala. Uh-huh. You know, the little dogleg, right?
Yeah.
A tough hole.
Yeah.
Okay, so I get out there. I'm with my guys. It's during the week. This is probably about a year ago. And we're looking out on the fairway, and there's a coyote out there. And he's kind of in the landing zone, but he's out toward the desert a little bit. So he's kind of on the edge in the rough. So I tee off, and I literally put it, you know, probably within about 10 feet. and he's looking at me. He's looking at me, and he walks over. And he picks it up in his mouth, and he goes into the desert with my ball. I'm looking at my guys. I go, what's the ruling going to be on this guy?
Yeah, play it as it lies.
So I go hustling down the fairway, and I'm like, that little, you know, I see him out there. He turns toward me, and he's at this, by this point, you know, I don't run that fast anymore. He's getting bored. So he drops the ball. In the desert, and I can see it. I'm like, great. He gave it back to me, and I played it. I put it back and dropped it. But he took that ball right off the edge of the rough and went right into the desert with it. Couldn't believe it. These guys are like, I've never seen it.
And it had coyote spit all over it.
Yeah, it did.
You probably thought that
was a nice titleist. I was not going to let this guy take my, you know, pervy one.
That's the toughest bird egg shell I've ever had in my mouth. Exactly. Well, one of the things we usually do at this time of the program is talk about, we've had a segment that we started about a month ago for the love of the game, and we always ask our guests about what drew you to the game of golf, and share something that was really impactful for you with the game of golf.
You know, it was my dad, who just passed away a couple of years ago at 99. He got me into the game. He was an avid golfer and a lefty, which was interesting. So I'm a righty, and so we'd be hitting on the range, and he's just like the mirror image. And so he didn't even have to turn around, or we could have a full conversation because he's facing me, I'm facing him. And he got me into it. And I remember I grew up in the Bay Area, and my first job ever was working at Stanford Driving Range, kicking balls in the, you know, on the side of the range with a hard hat on.
Oh, gosh.
And, but it meant free golf, right? It meant free golf, free balls, the whole bit. So it was great. And my dad and I played there a lot. That was where we played. We played at Stanford a lot.
Great golf course.
It's just really, he got me into the game, and we started taking trips and doing the whole bit. We did Ireland together, Bandon Dunes. We, you know, we've been all over the place and even played Augusta, which was unbelievable for his 90th.
Wow.
So, we've had some great, we had some unbelievable times playing golf.
Well, are you building towards any events on the club calendar coming up? You got anything going on, member guest, member?
No. You know, I'm not playing in a lot of that stuff. And part of it is schedule. A lot of that's kind of Wednesday, Thursday, Friday,
right,
like the member guest. And I just can't take that kind of time off. So, you know, I'm not playing in a lot of that stuff, actually. I'm playing purely recreationally right now, which is kind of fun.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes just to go out and play and just say, you know, I'm not even going to keep score. I'm just going to hit shots, see what happens. I'll total it up later.
Yeah.
You know? That's the best way. You go out there and, you know, I'll go to the practice tee, and I'll say, well, you know what, I can sit here and beat balls all day, but let's go out and measure it and go out and play the golf course. And, you know, still not going to keep score, but, okay, where am I hitting it on the golf course? And now there's a difference between hitting a golf ball at the practice tee and hitting a ball on the golf course is now you're even though you're not counting, you're still counting. And
exactly. I think that is so true. And some of my worst sessions on the range before playing were my best rounds.
Yes.
It's so weird.
And I interviewed Tom Lehman a few years ago on my Newsmaker. He told me something. I don't know if I've shared this with you guys. It was so insightful. He said, my best rounds were on yellow light days. And I'm like, what do you mean by that? He said, I'd be on the range and I'd be hitting it kind of not well. And I go to the first tee and I'm like, just play within yourself. Keep it in play. Don't start firing at pins. Try to get it on the green and just keep grinding. He said he had his best rounds on yellow light days, and that on the green light days, great range session, he said a lot of times he'd get into trouble because he was overconfident. He was firing at pins the whole time. He said his best days were yellow light days. I don't know what a red light day is. He probably doesn't have one.
That's when you...
red lights, just go back in the clubhouse.
That's when you have, oh, I got a back injury. Oh, my arm.
Exactly.
Well, John, have you...
My wife's calling.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I made a hole-in-one. Did you see that story, John?
Yes.
The guy...
I did.
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable. My God. What a scandal. I mean, I thought, is this a put-on? At right. first, I'm like, they're going into great detail, and I didn't think it was real. I'm like, somebody's, like, concocting this whole thing for clicks.
Right.
But this really happened, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really did.
It's crazy.
Just mind-boggling what money can do to people, as Jim likes to say.
Well, John, have you gotten the kids into golf?
What's that?
Have you gotten your kids into golf?
You know, I do a little. I have a little bit. It's interesting. This generation, I think it's tough.
Yes.
I think it's tough for them, attention span wise, to especially. I mean, golf is just, you know, you got to really dig in on golf. To enjoy it, it's kind of like skiing. You have to have a certain level of ability and proficiency to really, really enjoy it. Right. I think. To go out and take a bunch of doubles and stuff, I think that's really rough. And so the kids, I think the patience thing, they love to ski, but golf has been a little bit iffy. My daughter's starting to get into it. She's expressing a bigger interest in it. I've got one son who played early on, but then he stopped. So, and I've kind of been very hands-off on that stuff. I haven't pushed it. I haven't pushed anything, really. I'm kind of like, find your own passion and go for it. So, yeah, they really, I would love that, actually, because my dad and I had so many great times, but it hasn't really happened.
Well, both my kids were baseball players,
yeah,
and they couldn't understand going out in 105-degree heat and hitting balls.
Hours,
well, now
yeah.
They're both grown adults, and they're both golf nuts, especially my younger son, Blaine.
No kidding.
And
that's great. That gives me hope.
Yeah.
That gives me hope.
So, yeah, I was going to say, you still got hope.
I'd love to have that time with them.
Sure.
I'd love to have that time with them. So, yeah, that'd be great.
Well, John, I want to thank you for joining us and uplifting the show and making it much better than it was for the first hour and a half of the show. So, thank you for joining us.
And
look forward to talking to you down the road.
Yeah, I hope so. I enjoy you guys and keep up the great work.
All right, John. Thanks for breaking off your game to come talk to us.
Exactly.
All right, when we come back, we're going to have a little rapid fire.
Rapid fire.
And get into a little bit of what's going on in the world of golf. You're listening to Arizona's number one golf show. The Bunker to Bunker Golf Show is heard live every Saturday morning on our Arizona Sports app, ArizonaSports.com, and right here on Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
After your last putt drops, make Bonehouse Brewing your next stop in Fountain Hills. Our tap room is a true Arizona adventure. Mining relics, hidden treasures, and a beer lineup that's as creative as your short game. From our legendary hazy IPAs to crisp lagers and seasonal stouts, there's a brew for every golfer's taste. Bring your foursome, share your best and worst shots, and raise a glass to the good times, because at Bonehouse, every round deserves a legendary finish.
Meet Morgan Jones. Morgan is about to step into a world unknown to most, thanks to Progressive's Renter's Insurance, a place of fresh linens and turndown service. You see, Morgan temporarily vacated her apartment and has gone to a hotel because a pipe burst in her apartment, a pipe that made her sense of reality and apartment ceiling all come crashing down. Luckily, Morgan checked into Progressive's Protection Zone. Get a quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers.
Pump up the volume.
business moves fast. Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit usps.com/groundadvantage to learn more.
Looking for the perfect summer golf escape? Discover Verado Golf Club at Buckeye, featuring two championship courses, breathtaking mountain views, and incredible summer value. Beat the heat with complimentary ice-cold mango towels all summer long. Plus, enjoy the brand-new Tag Marshall GPS system launching in June with live yardages and pace tracking right in your cart. For a family bonus, kids 17 and under play free and practice free with a paying adult. Bring your whole family out to enjoy golf at Verado. Book your tee time today at VeradoGolfClub.com.
Hi, Matt Allen here for Bumper to Bumper Radio. Summer's back, and so is Bumper to Bumper Radio's Summer of Love for Phoenix Children's Hospital. Keep yourself and your car running cool this summer with trusted service, repairs, and expert advice at any Bumper to Bumper Radio approved shop. Now through Labor Day, pass along the love to Phoenix Children's Hospital. Just donate $1, and we'll match it for the kids. Find participating shop locations and learn more at BumperToBumperRadio.com.
Sleep Number's new collections are designed to adapt to the changing nature of your life and your sleep needs. Whether it's the personalized comfort of the Comfort Mode mattress, the targeted pressure relief of the Comfort Next mattress, or the Climate Collection that actively cools or warms to help you fall asleep and stay asleep.
And now, get early access to our biggest sale of the year. Save 25% on the new Comfort Next Lux for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Doug. Limu and I created a trick to help you remember that you can customize your car insurance and save with Liberty Mutual. You see, the shirts Limu and I wear are yellow, and yellow is the color of lemons. And lemons grow on trees, and trees provide oxygen, and oxygen helps us breathe, and breathing is how you live, and you can live more life when you save money by customizing your car insurance. I agree, Limu. It's really quite simple. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Arizona's premier college football event is about to kick off the season, and you can win a staycation package for the UMB Bank Fiesta Sports Foundation football kickoff presented by the Fairmont Scottsdale Princess on August 21st. Two tickets to the luncheon, a two-night stay at the Princess, and a VIP meet and greet with a pair of college football legends, Mike Gundy and Jack Swarbrick. Kick off the season like a VIP. Enter for your chance to win on the contest page at ArizonaSports.com.
Actually, kind of. It's actually George Harrison.
Oh, okay.
That's a great song.
Hey, I want to remind our listeners that our last summer event is coming up next week, and you still have time to get signed up to be able to play August 22nd at Junior National Golf Club in Goodyear. It's on the edge of the Estrella Mountains, and it is a beautiful area, beautiful setting. $100 gets you a round of golf of 18 holes, a bunch of goodies, a breakfast, a great raffle, and a bounce-back round of golf. And the proceeds all benefit Junior National Golf Foundation, the Junior National Foundation. It's a great story, helping youth get into the game with free rounds. And after their major renovation last year and a second championship golf course coming, you're going to want to get all the info you can and get registered at BunkerGolf.com.
And now, the radio segment that is sweeping the nation. This is Rapid Fire on Bunker to Bunker.
All right, this segment is where I ask Jim questions, and they're open-ended, so he can't give me a yes or no answer usually. Here's the first question for you, Jim.
Yes, sir.
Roy McIlroy had only played up to, before yesterday or this week when he started his 12th event on the PGA Tour, is going to fall short of the 15 minimum to be able to maintain his membership. Well, lo and behold, the PGA Tour and Rory are in conversation right now trying to figure out ways that he can be able to make sure he can maintain his membership without the 15 events. How fair is that to the others that are playing the PGA Tour that had to be able to make it through. And, oh, by the way, Rory's going to get a free pass.
Well, succinctly, it's not fair. And, you know, the old saying about the golden rule, follow the gold and you get your answers, right? So, listen, like or dislike Rory McIlroy, he is a show pony for the PGA Tour and for the DP World Tour for golf. And so Brian Rolapp, because he doesn't give a darn about traditions or anything like that, he's not going to say, if this would have been Dean Beeman, Rory would have been a lot different situation. Okay. But they're going to make a right. special dispensation in this case to let Rory retain his membership. Now, I would suspect there's going to be a fine involved. But listen, if it was Akshay Bhatia,
right,
who's a nice player, don't get me wrong, but he wouldn't be getting the special right. consideration.
This happened a few years ago with Jordan Spieth as well, where he came up one short, and basically his penance was he had to play in a couple of events in the next year that were
the John Deere Classic.
That were right. not events that he would have normally played in.
Yep.
All right, so let me ask you this. The PGA Tour and the DP World Tour have this alliance, and Rory is going to end up playing in 14 events here in the U.S. He's going to end up playing in 11 events on the DP World Tour. Why don't, if there's such this alliance between the DP and the PGA Tour, why isn't Rory getting credit for the 11 times he's playing the DP World Tour?
Well, that's going to be one of the points of the argumentation to give him the special dispensation. He has been playing. It's not like he's been sitting at home, you know, counting his money, although I'm sure he does that. But that's going to be part of the justification for letting Rory retain his membership card. You know what? Unfortunately, in life, there's different rules for different people. If you're a producer, if you're a money maker, not a money taker, you're going to get treated a little bit different in your job. It's just that simple.
All right, next question. The FedEx Cup points have been significantly watered down for the playoffs. Each playoff event now is only worth 750 points, where in the past they were doubled or tripled.
Right.
So there's not as much volatility in there. Scottie Scheffler was awarded a $10 million bonus last week for his season, winning the season
right.
golf. And so now it is a true playoff to where he got paid off for being the best player for the season. Now as we go into the playoffs, we'll have another $30 million that'll be paid out or something like that. But does this mean the end of the FedEx Cup?
Well, I think it's important. They have the FedEx Cup. And I think it's important to recognize season-long performance, which they're doing with Scotty, giving him the $10 million, or whoever wins the $10 million. And now they're having the playoffs. So I like this system where, the watered-down points, whatever. But let's recognize a regular season champion, and then let's recognize who wins the playoffs. It's just kind of like in the NFL, right? If you got the best regular season record, that doesn't make you automatically a Super Bowl winner or a Super Bowl participant. So
in the NBA, they have an MVP for the season and right. a championship round MVP.
Right, exactly. So
listen to this. They've got $3.6 million going to the winner of the FedEx St. Jude and the BMW, okay?
Wow.
But the Tour Championship has official $40 million purse, $10 million going to the winner. Prior to last year, it offered a $100 million bonus pool, with the champ getting $25 million.
Wow.
There's still the bonus pool, a nearly $100 million pool for the playoffs, which is paid out after the BMW Championship. So then I'm doing the Tour Championship after the BMW. The player leading the FedEx Cup points after the second playoff will get $22 million. Second place will be $12 million. And it goes down from there to numbers 41 through 50. We'll pick up $225K. Not
wow.
too bad.
Well, yeah. I mean, they're paying out $40 million for that team event and live. Oh, wait.
So your final question dealing with the PGA
Tour.
You've
got 4 minutes, kids.
That's fine. We've got it. We've got plenty of time.
Okay, very good.
The player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about this week. We're going to talk about it next week. Probably going to talk about it until they pick one.
Yep.
All right. You've got Roy McIlroy, Cam Young, Chris Goddard, Scottie Scheffler, And maybe one other one.
Before Jim answers, do you guys want to hear from Rory McIlroy on the Player of the Year?
Yep.
Okay, here you go.
So if you value winning the biggest tournaments, you would say, you know, it could be Cameron Young and Wyndham Clark in terms of one of players, won a U.S. Open. Obviously, Matt Fitzpatrick's had a great year. Scotty's had an unbelievably consistent year without the, you know, the wins that he's had the last couple of years. So, again, it all depends on what value, I guess. And I guess I value, like, the bigger tournaments and guys having the bigger moments. Doesn't really answer your question who I would vote for, but...
All right, now, interestingly...
he didn't answer the question, which is...
Right. I know. Yeah, so, interestingly, Rory isn't even listed as one of the... I got this off Golf Channel, okay?
Well, he's 14th in the FedEx Cup listing.
All right. Wow. So, basically, Matt Fitzpatrick, 3 wins. Chris Gutterup, 3 wins.
Right.
Wyndham Clark, 2 wins.
And a major.
Well, that's one of them. Cameron Young, 2 wins. Scottie Scheffler, 1 win. Runner-ups. Matt Fitzpatrick, 2. Chris Gutterup, 0. Wyndham Clark, 0. Cam Young, 1. Scottie Scheffler, 5. Top 10s. Matt Fitzpatrick, 8. Gutterup, 5. Wyndham Clark, 4. Cam Young, 8. Scottie Scheffler, 11, of which 5 of them he was runner-up.
All right, so if you're going to look at this and you're going to give
and
any...
And he's leading the money, and he's leading strokes gained. Right. I mean,
if I had a vote, I would base it on wins, right? And that would be Chris Gutterup. But if you're going to give, if you're going to kind of color in the lines, you have to look at your leading FedEx point getter, and that's Scottie Scheffler. And I think that's the basis that you use. Because the majors are weighted, the players is weighted, you get more points for the bigger events, and for Scottie Scheffler to have not won a major or a players, he's still leading the point standings by a pretty significant amount.
Yeah.
So I think Scottie Scheffler would be your player of the year, although I would vote for Chris Gutterup.
Okay.
Although if you're on the first tee and Scottie Scheffler and Chris Gutterup showed up, who are you picking for your partner?
Eric Cole.
Yeah. And then guys are...
One minute, guys.
All right, just to wrap it up, some of your past... Here's your FedEx Cup winners.
Okay.
The tournament. Tiger Woods in 2007, Vijay Singh, Tiger Woods, Jim Furyk, Bill Haas, Brant Snedeker, Henrik Stenson, Billy Horschel, Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, Justin Rose, Rory McIlroy, Dustin Johnson... Patrick Cantlay, Rory McIlroy, Victor Hovland,
30 seconds.
Scottie Scheffler, and Tommy Fleetwood.
Yep.
So, all right.
Tommy Fleetwood, that's right, last year.
That gives you a wrap on what's going on in the world of golf. I want to thank Michael Henry with MBH Morgan for joining us. We want a special thanks to John Hook for joining us. Kevin McCabe is up next with his Kevin McCabe Show, the Dean of AZ High School Sports. He's on the road again. Remember, the people may not always remember how you make what you may say, but they'll always remember how you make them feel. Hopefully, we made you feel good today. We're out of here. Go play some golf.
Holla!